Robin Geske is our producer, and she is with me in the studio this morning because you found a new app that, and I'm always downloading new apps, checking them out, and then dumping them out, just kind of playing around. So I was very interested in this. Tell us about Vero.
Vero.
Spelled V-E-R-O.
It is a new social media app, which, I mean, how many of you really need? Like, I think most of my days, caught up in social media as well.
I got to tell you, though, this is crazy. I sit at home and I start playing around with the phone or, maybe I'm someplace and I've got time to kill. And I'm getting a little tired of Facebook.
Yeah.
For one thing, it's just getting old. But the other thing is, I'm getting the same people. I've gotten to know people that are, I've never met in person. I've gotten to know some of them better than I really want to.
I think the same thing. I feel exactly the same way.
And,
want to know what they're thinking? No.
I've never been a huge Instagram fan, except that I do like pictures people post on Instagram, but I'm not, everything. So, and Twitter is just, to me, it's just people pounding their chest and screaming and bragging about stuff and making proclamations that they really don't want you to respond to. So
I am not a huge Twitter fan either.
Or they're promoting something.
Right. The Vero is actually, it takes care of the two problems that you just talked about. One is the fact that you see the same five people over and over again.
Yeah, the algorithm.
Yes. Vero promises to be just a chronological timeline. So it doesn't matter, who you check out more often, whatever else. It's all just.
That's the way Facebook started, and it was so much better.
I agree.
I've got more than 1,000 Facebook so-called friends, and I never hear from. And now, even if you assume that half of them stopped using the application altogether,
right?
I still only never hear from anybody except 20 or 30 people.
And occasionally I'll think, am I still friends with them?
You have to go looking, right?
Go look for them. Yeah, that's the first thing that it solves. And then the second thing is that it's not just, it's billing itself as an Instagram alternative, but it's not just pictures. You can post links, and that will take you anywhere from, it's set up in little divisions, music, books, movies, TV, whatever else. And you can post, what you're watching, what you're doing, what you're recommending to other people. I've had it for a couple of weeks. It's social media. It's kind of like, and there aren't that many people on it yet. So that's another thing.
Well, I think when I downloaded it last night, it had been downloaded half a million times or something like that.
Yes.
And this is important if you're interested in checking it out. Explain that.
That is very important. The way that they're going to keep this chronologically and, no algorithms or anything like that.
And there are no ads, by the way.
That's why.
And apparently there never will be as far as the business plan is at this point.
Because they're going to give it away free for the first 1 million people. But then after that, if you're after 1 million, you're going to pay a small monthly subscription. And they haven't said how small, what that amount is going to end up being, but that way, they're going to keep it ad-free. They're going to keep the algorithms out of it, and they say basically their philosophy is hands off. This is your deal. Y'all can have it and do with it what you will. We won't touch it. We won't mess with it too much. And that by that keeping it operating, they have to charge a monthly fee. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, last night whenever I went to download it, it was the number one app on the App Store.
Is it?
Yeah, it was the number one app. I mean, it definitely has some kinks. That is another thing.
Yeah, like I just sent my first post, and now it says post send failed.
Yes.
Did you have that problem?
I've gotten that a couple of times, a couple of different times. But then I have friends who've been posting, and their stuff comes through no problem. Another thing is that it'll say I'm friends with someone, but I'm not really. So then I have to kind of...
Oh.
Yeah, so I mean, they've got some kinks, and they admit it. They said,
I've had a problem with that my entire life.
That's funny. So they said they're working out some of the kinks and they're going to get, I mean, of course, it's going to be like everything else. We're going to get update after update to kind of work all these kinks out. But I mean, if you said 500,000 times, then you better hurry if you want to be part of that first 1 million.
Yeah. And if nothing else, it's, for those of us who enjoy the new technology and all the things that people are coming up with, it's just kind of fun to play with. It's very attractive.
Yes.
Love the color schemes and the layout and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's very minimalist. It's and it is. It's not too flashy. It's just I like it. Right now I've got one that says, retry or delete, and I just opened the app, and that's the first option that it gave me. So yeah, it's definitely got some things that it needs to work out, but it's not bad.
But it's free now.
It's free for right now.
And if it makes a big go, you can say 5, 10 years from now, I was one of the first.
Exactly.
Well, I hope they better keep it free for us.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, they said that they have said in their statements yesterday that they were going to keep it free forever for the first 1 million people. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
By the way, you're my only friend on Vero.
Oh, Dave.
Well, you sent me an invitation and I accept. And see, I have choices. I could have qualified you as a close friend, a friend, or an acquaintance. And I moved you right up to friend right from the top.
I'm moving up.
So looking forward to seeing what you have to say since you're the only one I've got here. It's Vero, V-E-R-O, if you want to check it out. I do think it's kind of fun. All right, thanks, Robin.